I said, what's your sweet Lord, so I should ask you, and there was a simple question of how this to be understood and defined, and this in two respects. What is the definition and practical to the sweet Lord, I shall ask you, what does it have to do? And secondly, more conceptually speaking, rather than practically defined, what happens to the sweet Lord, I shall ask you? These sweet Lord, I ask you, you say, whoever is holding on to it is the muzik. But the practice of the struggles by kind of being a Malikami. Or do you say, no, so I shall ask you, it's not even a Muxa, since we could have gotten very easily a Shil and a Skore, since we know someone else in the Malikami, his Chazoki is Muxa Kus of no significance whatsoever. Noted at the time that number one, the shadow comes up in any context, the very situation which is known as Mosul Kuach in Taltli. Discussed in general, this is in Taltli and Karkois. Why in Karkois, we say that the Malakami is always Naaman. In Taltli, normally speaking, that the person is holding on to his Naaman, whether it's tested with different levels of Muxakus. Due to the extraneous, accidental factor, because in Talmud there's no shtar, so no reis, after the karkoris, there was such a reis, until the reis is overcome, he can't be nemen, the Malakami is nemen. Or because of different degrees of Muxzakut. Suggests also at the time that possibly the first question that mentioned, the definition of practice of the Ashur Askir, whether something which could have been Mushal Musko, or in all likelihood it was Mushal Musko, here we have the difference between whether it's Muxik or not. If it could be, but not beyond that, then he's a Muxik, but he might lose, but he's defined me as a Muxik. I mean, it's called Raibit, because I'm there with the first Shavuah, in order to extract from him. If it's also Asher Askia, devoted to that, people don't normally buy it, they give the example of a wedding dress, then all like this, then we're mixed altogether, because we assume we know exactly how it came to him, and therefore he loses, even without a Shavuah, it's a Mishneh, to be mighty. Now this issue comes up in every connection which a person is not them with the Tana Mekuach, even when he's physically in control. Could come up with that to Uman, Mishnah, Zosu, Yabab Asaf, Mehmeh, and further. Or in the case of someone's holding to a Mashkin, the Gemara from Amigimel Amilech Estabatim. Or in the general case of Karkoris, it's also is not Ne'eman, it's not a Muxik. It doesn't follow that in all these cases you have the same determination. It could be that in Karkoris, the one who's holding out is identified as a Muxik, unless according to Ramban, after the first 3 years, then it becomes a Muxik. But the first 3 years, it's not a Muxik at all. Because in Karkoris, the Muxakus itself is always more lax. But Metaltalin, in all these cases, we require as a Muxik. Or just be a Mechalik between two different levels of a Surah Shalaskir proper, Alexei Muhammad was a Mechalik between Uman and a Surah Shalaskir. And if Kirgir would be, we've got an incest of a Shur. Yeah, I makes no sense connection. The Vinigo is fully the Sugin in Kshuvas Tepehei, the Tomid, the not Tomid, and two questions in Gemara there, whether we require was two chances that you need both of them, but either one suffice. And that's the case of the Tisim over there. And there again, same question as to how you got that situation. So one of the issues we have in taste here with regard to the Sephardim. Try to buy a camera, a person finds objects which have been stolen, and someone has sold out to them. So the question is, so what happens? So you have to go to the shuk, so if you find them, someone has sold out to them, you can recover the object, and ketan lakuach, you can recover. You have to make payment in terms of reimbursing. So if you have a kikav svav yalach, if you have svav and not svav, if you have svav yalach, you'll ask you. So you never would have a tan lakuach. Because it's svav yalach, you'll ask you. So why does the person have to prove it? So all the evidence, but the fact that it's a theft, etc. So after he proves that he's enough that it's a dosu rashal askir, could tie that he had a mashal askir, a meager, and he would recover the object. So that's very stoutsim. The last one is, same problem. Yeah, the have a bigger the bigger I see. Afagav, I've listened to him. She hates him. If you have a case with someone's amigo and he wants to extract the object with the amigo, but after you take the object, you have to repay the money. In the case of the Kvanas Hashuk, you recognize something that was stolen, so the person who bought it, so you claim that he bought it from the Ganev, that we want to get it back, so here you can get the object from him, but you have to pay him money that he paid for it. So it's a meager rights to the object, though you, on a net basis, you're not getting anything because you have to return the money. So there it seems to assume, it spells out more explicitly that is that two is a miga lohetzi. Presumably the other two utzman teisvus chances the same kasha differently, but I did assume that. And why did they assume that? We wanted to reason they assume that general miga lohetzi amrinan. So who cares the miga lohetzi? Then we have another teretz, or Migal Haitzi Laim Rinan, but it doesn't regard this Migal Haitzi as much as returning money. This may turn, whether it finds Migal Haitzi or not, How do you regard the issue of Migala Haitzi? The primary issue is Migala Haitzi and not here, but since we won't touch it, but otherwise we'll discuss it somewhat. The primary issue is Migala Haitzi are in Bavasa from the base in the base. Someone who has a Kamuksik and the Sada, and he has a Migavla, which could have won, and he has another Taina, the Zubitid, the Sada go back to Marakame, is remain with him. So there's some who should learn that all, some who should learn the problem of Migala Haitzi. Others learn that the problem is whether who's the Maitzi, who's the Muksik. Whether the Markham is the Muksik, in which case the Migal Haksik, or the person living there is the Muksik, in which case the Migal Haitzi. According to Rabban, as we indicated, depends on the first 3 years and after 3 years, not only who wins, but who defines the Muksik. That's the major sugya. And then, Shem talked about this earlier, but Metzia, Misha says that Shem makes a metalis. So one, so each of them says Kula Shali, and each of them says Zir Kula Shali. That, like, what if one of them says Kula Shali, one says Maxi Shali? So, if one says Kula Shali, takes 3/4, one says Maxi Shali, takes a quarter, because one half is by common consent, goes to the one says Kula Shali. And the other half is the Sinir of Sinus of Italis. Taste is the Shani Mass. Why shouldn't you believe that one says Chetzi Shali, but the Migi goes to Kulu Shali? So now Tehutzim, if one says Fosh Rivom, the Migi Lohetzi Lohamdina. And that presupposes, this is the case of Migala Haitzi, which might not be the case, but depends how you regard the case of Eros Metalis. If each of them is Muxik in half, each of them is Muxik in the whole. Maybe this is what that sheet did. Those are two primary sugyas. The Ramban, unlike Tesis, both in Babasra and it says in the opinion of the Migala Haitzi, you do say, and it doesn't come back anymore. It says briefly there in Babasir, quotes like this. Briefly, Adin Shamu Shemim Galahifuk Bamaina, if Shahu of Yeshli Yitakdekalav, Baksabatin Pepsiat Ishmael. There was a Sabbath discussed more fully, and that's indeed the most full discussion of saying it. Now, here, why we don't say Migalahitzi if we don't say it? It can be too possible ways of perceiving it. I think you have more explanations why you should say, shouldn't say, but what do you say when you're saying that? I think there are two models, something which you don't say Lohetzi, you say Laksi. One model is that of Enoch Baruch HaRev. Chayis Rabbi Shmuel, Bipazir Baruch HaRev, Yilam Etzimam HaBeis Tan Rev. Now why is that? But what is that? So certainly, Rav is relevant to the area of Mammon. The problem with Rav is not powerful enough, as in a Dechot can't be made see Mammon. So Rav can't be made see Mammon. According to that Mandama. it's relevant, it's part of the discourse, the universe of discourse of the Din Torah, but it doesn't carry the day. This is Tanina. Tanina, as we indicated on previous occasions, there's no Tanina in Lohetzi either. How can there be Tanina in Lohetzi? And there's no speculation, maybe this, maybe that. Try balloons, take into account all possible possibilities. Mele as a defense mechanism, mechatesim, it's also a chidush. But if it's not a defense mechanism, an offensive weapon, I can even mention my moment that, based on speculation and possibilities, what might have been. That lechu is different from Enoch Barach HaRoiv. Mame in Roiv, you say, as I've said, Roiv is relevant to the situation. It's going to be brought into play. The question is what its firepower will be, how far you get with it. Tanina, the whole tactic is by definition a defensive one. For offensive purposes, it doesn't exist. These are two models, something which can be useful. Offensive but not offensive. That was raised the question, what do you do with Migalaisi? If Migalaisi Lamina. Whether Migalaisi Lamina or Lamina in general, it depends on the classic question of Miga. If Miga is what? In which case would Miga help? Migalaisi? We'll discuss another context. Before getting to the question of why Migalaisi doesn't work, if Migalaisi does work, presumably it will be based on what? Should be better than Rav. Rav doesn't work. Why should Migalaisi work? So the chur, if you work with kechatayne, which you got to rev you don't have, then you might employ it. So maybe it will be that the Raman is the shitasoi, but assuming that Migas the kechatayne, therefore on the one hand, he assumes that Migas is samrina, on the other hand, he can assume that Migas does also samrina. If you assume Migas is a birus, the care where Migas does it, and then the likelihood that the care is also great. But in saying that, you still might take into account what do you mean by saying that Migalaisi Lamina. By that, do you intend that the purpose of being Migalaisi Mam and Miga doesn't function at all? That's why it's not quite a Tanina. Tanina is a fishing expedition on the part of Bezin. Miga is not a fishing expedition, but in a sense also it is. It's a potential, a resource which is there. It's not brought into play, it's always them waiting in the wings. And waiting in the wings is good for defensive purposes, not for offensive purposes. What do we say now? It exists. It's useful to this end, to this purpose, but it's not sufficiently powerful. I might test this for a number of situations which it comes up. Again, not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara never talks about whether Migalaisi works or not. This was concurrently a hypothesis thrown out by the Migash, the Chachmas Sfarad, and by Bali Atesus and Ashkenaz. It might be another case, it might be another community. So take one. The Shmot says that I know that much about Motchai. Motchai Gina Bar Metzia says that Migalaisi doesn't work. Migalaisi in conjunction with Bar Shema does work. Bar Shema alone, Bar Shema Bar Yadiv. Migal alone, what's going to be Metzia Mami? If you have the conjunction, Migalaisi plus Bar Shema, then you can be Metzia Mami. we have one question, of course. What's the nature of this combination? What kind of shidduch is it? Each factor independently doesn't suffice. How do they add up? How do they blend? But not even the assumption seems to be, however one understands that particular halacha. The assumption clearly is that migel haitzi fundamentally is relevant to the situation. It's not a defensive tool which is not harnessed for offensive purposes. That were the case if it didn't exist, and adding it to Bo'ev Hashem to it would be of no significance. It's might be one case. Or to take maybe relevant to our case here as well. Well, in our case, it may be a little bit different. Maybe the problem is not legal Haitzi works, because this defines Haitzi or not. It very well be if legal Haitzi is not a tool which can be employed altogether for being Haitzi, then the fact that you were given the first moment, still you'd be mighty. You want to take an object, you want to use it to that purpose. To shift chavis and veit from one hand to another hand. If or the problem is not the, it's irrelevant to the purpose, it's relevant, but it's a question of how much you can do with it, that makes much more sense. There would be more sense to assume, or at least the position which says that there's a difference whether we might see repaying or not on a net basis or on a gross basis, would make much more sense if we assume that migel haitzis can be used. But the question is, will it suffice? And you say it suffices to effect the transfer from when you return the money as well. Not suffice if you want to have a net basis again. So the issue we have with migel haitzi is first one question to whether migel haitzi, if we say it, don't say it. If we say it, don't say it, why are we saying and not saying? How we define the actual haitzi, depending primarily upon who defines the buksik, or the conceivable of different factors. Is it a net gain, or you want to take an object per se? And does migel haitzi work in conjunction with any other factors? Now, it may also be, of course, it's a question of what kind of migel you have. I've dealt with it on a previous occasion, I think, with the migel shtashbot that deals with that you would not have, you have a reserved tanya with which you would not have won, it would have sounded better. So it's meager nonetheless. Doesn't work at all. So maybe that's not meager at all. Meager is the time which you could have won. But if you say that it works, so certainly it's not your tanya, but possibly a bibu. And then you might assume as follows that if you wanted, if you had a regular solid tiny with which you potentially could have won, that works lightly as well, because it's not kiyach tiny. If you would not have won, but would have sounded better, that's tesabihu. Tesabihu, it's not better than roiv, and you can't be made some moment with that kind of a bihu. So you might differentiate different kinds of migur, or on the other side of the coin, distinguishing between a migud ha'azah and not a migud ha'azah. There's a question of a biru, of kriyah ketayna without a biru. In the case I just mentioned, now we have a biru with a kriyah ketayna. That's good to regard that as the test case as well. Maybe this question of migraisi is one of the classic issues of migur. And it has also ramifications mentioned before, how do you define loisi or not? One with regard to the kakoris, and the Gemara Shuvus, the Bavasta, which I've already discussed. Another one is the Shuvus of Ashba, and the question of the Abbasi Makuf, where the person has a shtar, and suffering occurs with regard to the validity and legitimacy of the shtar. And he has a migud to mash the shtar, he's defending the shtar, and he creates loitzi mom with the shtar. He said, loitzi laksi. With the shtar, he hopes to get money, to extract money. On the other hand, he's in a defensive position with regard to the shtar, defending it, and that's maintaining the status quo. So there, the Ashbah is in the Shuvah, which I mentioned, where she talks about the Gemara and the Ksubis, what's Nishbayin Loit, what's Nishbayin Laksik, Nishbayin and Penaitlin. Then this issue also comes up, we've got the Migin in such a case. And here too, the question of who's the Muksik may come up independently, or may come up the books with different purposes and different reasons. The purpose of Mitzvah of Raya, so the Malva is the Mitzvah of the first effect of Miguel Haitzi, here since he had a Kirk Taine, that he could have won, so that we say he wins nonetheless. Alright, this is a bit of a digression. Since we tried the Miguel Haitzi, I wanted to deal with it. Shulchan Aruch, Sivan Pei Beis, was down with the 12 Amiga there. Amiga Leitzi, I think, is the first item there. It's sort of high on the list. And you can see over there the discussion of the Shach and Sivis, how they relate to this. Now, then we have a totally different topic. We got the Nechmo. So what do you want to say? We got the Nechmo. That the Shavuos required in the Mishnah is only Bogu Shavachal Batzmei, Echol Batzmei, Neitel B'lei Shavuot. Which question comes up about the Salochah? Yeah. Yeah. That's a more general issue. But specifically with regard to this, is this Salochah? Which level would you say this? It's a little Shavuot. The Mishnah talks about the Kod of Nechba. The Gemara says that's if you're a Chabatzmai. If you're a Chabatzmai, you're not a Shalom Shavuot. I'm asking what is the nature of the Shalom Shavuot. Two possibilities here. Two very clear possibilities. One is, what is one?
Should
they reflect without Shavuot? What?
The case where he does
make Shavuot
or he doesn't
make Shavuot? He does not require Shavuot. How does that compare with the case where he does require Shavuot? If there's a Gav Shavuot, that's at which level? We were saying our mission at the beginning. All this Shavuot, don't you know what?
Oh, we wouldn't
have
been able to take
with that. Not necessarily. What's the cloud of the Mishnah? The opening thrust of the Mishnah. It's all. What? The Rabbana. So which question comes up here with Daitel Shavuot?
Is that the Rabbana of the rest?
Yeah. Here the issue, which Gold mentioned before, namely of Umdine, the status comes up. Look at the Rambam for a moment. נכנס לסוי החכמים לאלו השירותים בעלי זרוע שהנחבר נאמר ונשבע בקריאת חפץ שחבל בו חבר זה ונותן מה שראוי לו ושהוא שמעידים וצטו. המדברים אמורים כשעשה הבקה במקום שאפשר להכות בעצמו או שיהיה מהם שלישי שאפשר שזה הנחבר לחבור והוא יתראה מה לאחר. ואם אין עם האם האחר, ואתה מקם כלשהו אני יכול לעשות בעצמו, או שאתה נשיכה בכתיפה וכיוצא בזה, איזה נותן בלו שבועה. וסיפר שכתבי ודרמב״ם. דבר מדרייסה. דבר. סטס קצת קצת חום, זה הלוך את העלב. ונגוזן, ודעת קנס, אבל ממורים, זה ג'ואדס קנס שרק ב... Otherwise, זה בלי שבועות. I don't say this irrefutable. One could say that קנס מוצר חכמים יתבבר ממורים בשעשר בקום השעשר רואי, otherwise זה קנס, זה מקרא דין. But the impression of the Rambam is that there's continuity and flow over here, and that this too is only מדרבנן. Who disagrees? Is this Midrashim? Go by the Sui Vumdine, there was appears in two primary contexts, this kind of Vumdine. One is the Sui in Sanhedrin, the other is the Sui of earlier in Shirin Shavuos. Mish Sanhedrin describes the Lishavach Kira, the open thrust, it's described in two Mishnayos. Mishnah says, test, we call him, then we ask him. And we'll look at the idea, she's a chayav, he's a mal. אם בבוא אמר לי שאני חייב לו, שאני חייב לו, שפלוני, או שהוא חייב לו, למה כלום, אני אופי אני אוהד לו, שהוא חייב לו, טיים זוז. אין אפסד מפי-אי, או אפסד, אם פרפה כאן וידוע, זה איזה קוואליפי. זה סגת דין הממס. זה דין הפשס, beneficial factor. Here we ask him, says the Mishnah, Shema, כי באמת העדים על ידי נפשות היו מכניסים אותו מאמין עליהן, שמה תעברו בעומד, משמועת עד מפי עד, מפי אדם נאמן, סביב אז לא סבר עומד. כי לא יודע סבר עומד, or means some kind of conjecture. כי לא יודע סבר עומד, in the case of the priest means the nefashis. Of the Imaminus, the pressure being conveyed is that Omid will be a problem with the Imaminus, that's why you have to ask about it, not a problem with the Imaminus. That's what the Ross says of the Shmuel in Sanhedrin, the Rav Lazar mit Beis, Bidefot Lamin, Abdin Imaminus Amrinan, Kiman Ki Rabbi Achit. רבי אכומן גמר לוחם על הגמרים, ונמצא גמר לוחם בצידו, ידוע שזה הרגו. That's the case where Aid Mepi Aid also said that if I don't do the Momentus, Aid Papa's the Momentus as well. So this can't be Raya. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara assumes that it's only called Rav Ache, because the one is too short, but one shot is that one is only mentioned one Mishnah. It's no indication, it doesn't apply to the other Mishnah. As the same is true of Eid Mepi Eid. Another Mishnah says no, that if it appears in one Mishnah, whatever appears in one Mishnah, it doesn't apply to the other Mishnah, but it's the distinction. When the Gemara thought that there is a distinction, credited this to whom? Rav Ache. So apparently, even Rav Ache thinks he goes to whom in there. Only assumes this with regard to the Mammoth and the Nefashis. That's the Shem of Daik. And then the Talmud said that no, that possibly, because the Bach was the Nefashis as well, there's probably the Gemara Shavuos from Adal earlier. So that Gemara. There's a question where halacha of Shavuos Eidus applies, what kind of Eidus? Kind of Tevi'ah. So one of the days the Gemara, when we said, leave it from Gimel Amud Beis, who Eid or Awi Adabe, Eidu Mitebe, Rebbe, Yidiev, Yobel, Riyah, Kutu, Adabe. Eidus which can be independently valid, based either on Riyah, even when without Riyah, you deal without Riyah. So then what's it? So what's the without the idea? What's the without the idea? So the without the idea is we have a door. Person's made it, but you didn't see anything. What's the idea without the idea? So then what here it talks about further. Oh, Pabra Rabbaye, then we said, really, who says that what? That Dina Mominus is the only kind of Eidus, that's for which the idea suffices. Well, we said, really, the first also could be. Then we said, let the Rabbaye, the time of the Rabbaye, the Rabbaye, the Rabbaye, the Rabbaye, if I don't have a look, if she was Shetach, so she was Shetach, so someone runs into a cave with a knife in his hand and sees the dead, corpus delicted, dead body, etc. So, she says, it could be M'chai was any day this. But if you hold that the Hadidim is Chumdine, like Rabache, then this would work for Din HaFashis as well. So whereas the Gemara Sanhedrin seems to say that Din HaFashis, everybody agrees that no, doesn't work. And the Rambam is, that's the Machlekes. Here the Gemara seems to assume that if you hold it in a second lily, then the Din HaFashis would also work. What happens with Din HaMamonis? Does everyone agree? It's only Din HaFashis. Does everyone, with the Machlekes, both Din HaMasnei and Din HaFashis? That's not absolutely clear in the Gemara. Alright, so here Tesis also raises the same question. Still the nice sugya and the sugya there. So one person was there, Khanami, there was Machlekes and sugyas. Well, at one stage the Gemara thought there was no difference, that there is a difference. And then it says, of late Tamer, the Mashim should be the Din HaMamonis, the Din HaFashis. That was the Gemara's assumption according to Rav Acher, but the first as well. Cain, I feel a letter to Rav Acher. I said, oh, the Din HaFashis, the Gulam. Once you equate the most Din HaFashis, so you find the case of Din HaMamonis, it'll be work with Din HaFashis as well. At the equivalent level of raya, even though the details will be different, there'll be a problem not of a nezek, but a murder. And referring to Agamah, if you let the rabbi mashkad the mundi of the nefashis, the chul alme, kamashad and shikhar oshoven, and you can't come shemoach, the fide rabban on meidu, vahay umdi ne, Book by Colin Shiboyan Kama. There's 6 steps that. Zecher Makur Vestem. So, first of all, this assumes that Agumar is what it is. I assume the Rabbanon. This assumes. Secondly, this assumes that if you can equate the Din HaFashis, according to Rav Acher, in his case of Umdiner, you'll also be able to equate the Fashis and the Mamonis according to that level of Umdiner which the Chachamim have. I repeat, this assumes that because we're parallel, if the Gemara, according to that Lashon the Gemara that says, the Flamed Al Nishvuis, that according to Rav Acher, if he accepts Umdine in Din HaMamonis and Din HaFashis as well, the Chachamim don't accept Umdine, neither Din HaFashis nor Din HaFashis, nor Din HaMamonis. But were there a case of Umdine which the Chachamim also accept, namely the Shichaber, a place where it could not be a subject for the wound, then we're also working Din HaMamonis and Din HaFashis equally. With regard to the equation, the more than the first is, there's no more place to be seen in the Chachomim. That they both agree, there's no difference according to the Tesla Maskana. Where they disagree is where do you draw the line, what level of substantial evidence do you have? Is Echim and Agmalim sufficient or not sufficient? There they disagree. But that should there be a case in which Udina does work, that there would be no basement distinction in the Mosin and Fashis, that they agree upon. I point this out, of course, by way of raising a question, as whether it's indeed so. Question being, whether, given Tesis' assumption, according to Rabbi Sevlili, the according to Chomet, it's a deraisa, but is it the same kind of deraisa as according to Rabbi Sevlili? A very, very, very difference over here. The difference should lead us to assume that the Mamonis, the Quetta was really his kind of Umdine, works in both cases, his conception of Umdine. Whereas with Chachamim, they define Zum Dine, that does not work in the Mamanus, in the first order of the Mamanus. If I were to accept a certain assumption, which I admit is questionable, what's the point which I'm driving? What would I need to say in order to be mechayev din mamas and din nefashis? What status would I have to do with the tzivum din? To equate din with what? With aidance. As opposed to what? To say that din works, but not because din is what? The form of Aedis, the equivalent of Aedis, is a separate halacha. It's not a kind of biru. Aedis is not the only biru in the world, there are kinds of biru. So if you assume that Umdine is a kind of Aedis, that Aedim see indirectly, but it's also as if they saw me. Then it would work both the Fatih and Mamanus. It might work. We'll see that in a minute. If we assume that Udin is just some sort of conjecture, detective work, reconstruction, that might work in the Mamanus, not working in the Fashas. So there's no question, no kashrus they say, just quote Rabbache. There's no distinction, no distinction with Chabidah. Say, no, according to Rabbache, Rabbache thinks that Imam is a quasi Aedis, a man of court, there's no basis for distinction. Chabidah never don't agree with that at all. They assume that it's not Aedis. If it were Aedis, it would be effectable down the line. Even the case in which they're talking about, Rav Nechbal is a conjecture, but not Aedis. So made according to them, even that level, it works, it didn't moment that way didn't flush. And what I put on the table so far is in effect three views we got doomed in it. One is doomed in it doesn't work at all. They didn't flush their moments. The other is doomed in it, the other extreme doomed in it works. The Mamanus is not in the flushes. Why? Because it works to say this. Third possibility, the Umdiner does not work to say this. It's an independent biru. And being an independent biru, perhaps it's the Mamanus, yes, the flushes, no. I say perhaps because this is not necessarily the case. You could say it's separate biru, but just as a moment is just as Aedis works, this separate also works. But then the door is wide open, of course, to say that no, the moment is you need Aedis, and not in the fascias. Then in the fascias you need Aedis, but not in moments. I mentioned some of the previous we got the Edeka, the one of Flamin Beza Shavuos. According to Rashi, the state of the Sugi, Rabbi Yehudi Chalobin of Chachatos, so Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Yehudi Chalobin of Chachatos, when you come the moment, we say the Chachatos, when you come to Shavuos, now come the moment, what Edeka is sufficient. So let's assume we don't go that far. But the principle, the moment and flesh are two different aims, two different goals, that can still be clear. Who in effect says the moment and flesh are two different worlds with God the people involved? Yeah. But let's look at the Rambam, we'll see whether the Rambam is what I'm saying or not. Or a different order. Rambam was the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the addition to. Translation. Yisrael Sadiq Shisiranu Shlolach Toch Gedarim, that's right, conclusion, Bomed Adat Chazak, I feel it over at Moshe Adam, the first son of Allah, and I say many places by the Had, shows us an example. And as there, Harodei, for Yahu, as another, at Sad Chituch at Gadir, Achar Shein Shemedim, Medim Shuro Ariga. ובאה ההסרה בתורת האמת מהרוג זה, כמו מתעלם ונקיר צדיק על תהרוג, כי לא יצדיק רשע. And Rav goes on to explain why we so, the term was so strict. אילו תראה התורה לחתור דיני פשוט, באפשר קרוב מאוד, הקרוב מאוד שאפשר שיהיה קרוב מן המחויב מהמציאות, וזה שמשרנו, היינו חותכים בגדה ממש ובחור מזה מעט, אז שהוא יותר רחוק, גם כן, עד שחתכו הגדרים והזמיצו אנשים, פעמים במעט רוב אלפי יהיו עדי מחשבתו. This is a promise, this is Rambam, that it's irreversible damage. It's only a moment. And then there's really this slippery slope. First you go to something which is very clear and umdene, 98% chance, then you go down 95%, 91%, 85%. Before you know it's 63%, then you already are killing someone. So that's the terrasse. לכן סגר יתעלה את הפתח הזה ומה שלא יחתר גדר העונש, אלא כשהוא העדים מעידים שהם ידעו בוודאי שזה עשה מעשה, הוא באמת ולא ספק ולא דמיון כלל. And this is what Ram gives his dialogue that he gives, and also the explanation why. Is this pretty much along the line I suggested previously, or is it a little different? The distinction between Mammon and Nefashis, the Mammon whom did it helps, could help, he doesn't say explicitly, but he talks about Nefashis. And first is possibly not. I believe that there's a difference. There are differences between the Mammon and Fashis in terms of standard of Aedis. Discussion was possible with your life, don't you like? But those differences, I guess you had this. Two people see one today, one tomorrow. Those are based on the structure, the content, the nature of that is. Here, the Rambam invokes the possibility of a separate love. Apparently, it's not by definition moments of a different order than a fascist. The separate love. This is part of Abanza Sagar. That you understand how Lambert saw this with separate love. This is part of the general law, if you don't do anything very good. וכן מעומד, אך דין ממלות הוא פסול, דקיים לקרבון לרפלי על הרב אחר, וגם על האוכל, etc. ולא בא כתוב, הזה ונקיר צדיק על תהרוג, אלא לפתור בדיני נפשות, מחויבים בדין ממלות. והיר של זרם, מה מפס על הרב אחר? Rambam says it in one form, I'm saying it in a more moderate form. Abbas says, in general, what do you need a special pasuk for this? This is, doesn't measure up the standard of Eidus. We need Eidus all over. Shnei B'nei Yom Dovo. A Dovo is whether it's Dovo the Pashus, a Dovo the Moment. That's not relevant. So let's say, in milder form, you know, there is a, to ask in a milder form, perhaps in the moment we would say, you go with Soymed, but in the first years, you don't go with Soymed, that was in the Exerce Kosu. Because the nature of the Kiyun, the first to do with the moment. We'll take a similar case from another area, but which might shed some light on this. Not in the moment is a place to come on, we pass the Shub and Kolcher, that if two Edim say each of them saw $100. One says on Monday, one says on Wednesday. Or we go even further than that, one says he saw $100, one says he has $100. Combine the two, we say bottom line, even though each ma'aser is only an eid echad, bottom line, the eidim are telling you that Reuven owes Shimon $100. However, it's a Tuesday, it's a Thursday, it doesn't matter. That's the most. Tavarech had money come Saturday, and did the fashis. No, why? So again, maybe it's a kosher. But Rabbi used to learn, it's not especially some experience as a kasuv. In the Mufashis, we don't ask anything to paskin for us. Tell the person, chayv misa, not chayv misa, that is a business I have on the other side. They present facts, not conclusions. It's not very, very to conclude, they present facts. The facts are that such and such an incident occurred, and then Bezen tries to stitch things together. In Momin, Tavarech Ad Monikam Asadim means in effect that the Eidus itself is an Eidus who owes whom money. Now the reason they owe whom money because of what they say they saw. But in effect, if you combine the two, according to Shimon Kocher, because they have a common base, a common focus, and a common conclusion, and sufficiently have said the conclusion. Likewise, with regard to Eimet. Eimet can be a conclusion, a very logical conclusion, a reputable conclusion. But is it a fact that they saw? No. It's an inference which they drew. They're very good detectives, well trained. They see what happened over here. Be shrewd and smart as they are, they figure it all out. They come to Bezna and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven's behemoth killed Shimon's behemoth. So if a conclusion would suffice, fine. But a conclusion doesn't suffice in Din Nefashis. In Nefashis, you have to have Eidim tell you what happened on the Maisa. Zer Samasa, who be a member of the Reuven, the Mion Klaus, the Rambam says. So for that Eimet doesn't suffice. And that would not require special love. Unless you learn that this goofer that the Mamma and the Fashis, whether they state conclusions, they present facts, is rather than possible. Maybe, but not necessarily so. So we have with that distinction between the Fashis and the Mamma, a distinction which could be rooted in Sebekziyatakasu, or it simply flows the nature of the Mamas, Nefesh, and Nefashis, the respective characters of the Eidus here and there. Now, coming back to Rav Acher and the Chachamim, Rav Acher learns that, as I said before, that it's the mode of Eidus. Or perhaps Rav Acher thinks that conclusions are good in the moment, the conclusions are okay, and draw conclusions is the equivalent of Eidus. So Eber is also good. Chachamim don't think that. Chachamim think that it's not the equivalent of Eidus, as long as it's reconstructed facts, so inferences, conclusions. But a moment is not sufficient. And the first is not sufficient. And therefore you can assume. Today's the prayer doesn't assume this. The prayer assumes that whatever status they give, if you say you go with someone in there, apparently it's equivalent of Eidus works in the most end of the functions. Whoever rejects Umdina says it's neither Eidus nor inferences, doesn't work. So we have so far two possible understandings of Eidus of Umdina. One that's the equivalent of Eidus, an indirect sort of Eidus. Another that it's a way of arriving at conclusions, it's that kind of substantial evidence. There may be a third way about it. Let's get back to the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Just so simple mitzvahs appears inferentially by Kod of Sahedrin. אין בדין עונשין בעומד הדעת, אלא פי דין בראייה ברורה. יותר בראייה ברורה יש כששתקן יומיים. אפילו הוא העדים, עודף חברו, etc. אותו ישיר משטח. And this is the process of the Rambam. שמה וכיו צדיק התהרוג, הוא יביא שבצד הנקותו הוא להיות צדיק לתרגם. For me, it's a little bit different in Rambam here than in Sefer Mitzvah. Sefer Mitzvah speaks on the example of the Nefashis. Here the Rambam is an example of Nefashis, but for the Eshet Halacha is Ein Beit Din Onshin Ba'omid Adat. It will be the Nafka Mina. The combination of Onshin with the Nefashis.
Malkus.
This Halacha is all about Malkus. Heading to the Sanhedrin, שלא להרוג דם נקי בו מדדעת. This speaks of הריגה. The face of it, of course, should depend the line between the Malkus and Misa, but it depends on the fact is, if it's a question of it being irreversible damage, it's only in the fashis. If it's a question of Einish as a part, you being done the person as opposed to being that's which is related to the person, then Malkus is the same as the Fashis. In the Malkus and the Fashis, again, as I mentioned once already, Beish. If you're talking about an ish, so that's Malkus or Nefashis, you've been judging the person. And in the moment, you don't judge the person. But he owes $100, that judgment passed upon the person. It's a psak which devolves upon the person. Is that being judged? That is a different standard. This question comes up with a number of cases with regard to conservation, whether it includes Malkus or not. Yes. The Lavin to the will still be a Shabbat. So most Shem learn based on the Gemara's of Shabbos, the problem that he's a malacha, Eish. Rabbah learns that it's an Yisra Bezen to be manish. And he says, Nalach Pachzal Chazayin, Eim on Shim Shabbat, Arbi Shaon Shana Mitzvah, Arbi Shaon Shmitzvah Tasei, Nedocha Shabbat. Kate's Reshi Trebe Beitin Malkot, O Mita, and Malkinoto, and Mitinoto. So he said, first, there means Malkus or Misir. But then that's the question, what about Rosh Malkus? It's not halacha, she has a sefer mitzvahs. And the implication of the Rambam is that you can't have any nefashos. The Rav like you said about Tarek. And if you were to have the case of Shimon ben Shetach, instead of chasing another person and murdering him, chase the behemoth and shoot it, we have to pay money according to the Rambam. That's clear. Then if you turn from the Rambam Chof to the Rambam Chof Daled, your new vista opens up altogether. יש את העניין נותנו בדינים המונות, על פי הדברים שדעתו נוטה להן שאין אמת, והדבר חזק מליבו שהוא קרין, אף פי שאין שם ראיה ברורה, נפוש את פרק חוב ישראלית ראיה ברורה, אין ראיה ברורה, ואין צריך לומר מיודע ודאי שדבר קרין שהוא דנפי מה שיודע. Then he goes through examples of this. A person was told by someone's proselytes, and you can rely upon it if you're convinced that this is the case. And then the Rambam posed a question. It's the end, and the question was, yeah, we came, the question. Before I just allowed for the pink. כל שקריות סייבו זה שאין הדבר מסור אלא ליבו של דיין לפי מה שיראה לו שהוא דין האמת. אם כן, למה הצליחו תורה שני עדים? שבזמן שבו לפני דיין שני עדים תדעו על פי עדותן אף שאינו יודע אם באמת יהיו בשקר. אבל זה two tracks here. What is עדות? Based on some kind of objective evidence. And what is knowledge which could be based on intuitive perception of what occurred, but that the Rambam juxtaposes with Eidus. And here it seems clear, according to the Rambam, that He talks about the Nimamines, he built Yerushalayim on his intuition and on his gestalt, interpretation of the events, that this can be done not as the equivalent of Eidus, but as parallel to Eidus. You don't need Eidus in such a case. The whole parasha Peshtei Begum Davo was the same as the dying knows. But he prefaces this at the beginning of Parakot Dalet, Yesh Ned Adum Medinei Mamonot. Medinei Mamonot, this is okay. Medinei Nefashis, if I do intuit, doesn't suffice, then you need the objective factor of Eidus. Here you seem to get a somewhat different slant than what might have gotten the Pekhov. Pekhov, you would have said that fundamentally you need Eidim in the Nimamras as well. But the definition of Eidim is somewhat different. But that's based on Nagyu Sakatar. We would have said that Umdinim works with us, Eidis. The first, the subject of the question is the Tatarik because of its consequences. Here, back of Dalat, you don't get that impression. The impression is fundamentally it should have worked in the fascist too, but there's some sort of extraneous restraint. No, fundamentally, it's only relevant to the Nimamines. The Nefashis, you have to aid him in any case. I'm asked towards the end of the halacha, so why do you need to aid him? That doesn't mean dinner fashion. Why do you need to aid him? For clear reasons. So before you need someone to say we've got the meiser objectively. And the moment is some intuitive understanding can work independently of aids. So the question I raised before, how does umdinah work? If it works, according to the Rambam himself, we have two perceptions. One is the umdin of Shir Min Shetach. Pekhov, which is the nefashis, doesn't work, the imamis would work. That in the imamis would work as a kind of Eidus, equivalent of Eidus. There is another line, the umdin of the imamis, which works, not by pretending that this is the equivalent of Eidus, but because you've gotten this intuitive insight which gives you an understanding and a perception of what happened, and that works through. So before I said, raise the issue for the Tesis, and I test the equation of Rabbi Rachamim, I said, oh, maybe according to Rabbi, it's the equivalent of Eidus. Therefore, it works in the most interfashes. Because the Chabad says, because of Vedas, because the Chabad is some way of arriving at a perception. The test doesn't say it. The test says the same according to Chabad and according to Rabbache, just that you need a different level of umdinah. Now, what I'm saying is that the distinction which before I brought it to play between Rabbache, within the context of the test between Rabbache and Chachomim, this first 2 days in the Rambam. And this view that we can have something which is independent of Eidus, not a virtual kind of Eidus, that we have in the Rambam elsewhere. So Zedrich Gerishin talks about Mr. Bailo. I was troubled. Spider, all standards seem to be broken. So ladies, for the most days, according to Shechkira, how can such thing be enabled? So Tesis says, Nivomes, the Pechers, it's the Dabana. Beis Yishu, Yechum, Agadol, Ben Atero. Rambam was not satisfied with that. Rashi says in Shabbos, Kuf, Memei, Tafkir Abba Nekidushim Minei. Rav said, for Adik Shebei Necha, Shetiru Chachamim Haidut Haidut Hachamu Rabbi Haidut Isha, or Eved, this serious edus which required mishbayla, even they shishish, and they were makshay the sisha the erev the shifcha, or akum amsefi tumo veidu piyedu biaksav, brudishav kiash kushi beanu, shulekpid the Torah al hada shnei edim shalud mishpnei edu, and davar shein atay chol amod al bruyo. And מפי ידיו בעדותן, גושים זה רק את זה, אבל לגבי את זה. אבל דבר שאפשר לעמוד על בוריו, שלא מפי העד, איזה ואין עד יכול לשמית אם אין דבר אמת, כמו זה שאית שבא פלוני, שמת פלוני, והקפיד את תורה עליו, שדבר רחוק הוא שאית בועד בשקר. I mean, he qualifies, it's misavid ligluyi. There you don't require eidim. Or the eidim kosher. And this can be interpreted in two ways, admittedly. You could say that this is based on eidis, but the eidis which is buttressed, but it's like gluyi. Normally we subshem yekum davo, the two kosher eidim that we trust them. Here in Eidechor, all these things we wouldn't trust. So we have a problem, but if it's a little gluey, then that beeps up the edus. Or to say no, if it needs to be beefed up instead of edus, it's only beefed up, edus is still a kosher. Tam says that here, Pavlev Chesaredlin, he says, do they say that here? Tam talks about Novi, he says that how do we know that Novi is telling the truth, etc. So he says, exhaust the kasu. Rav b'chein mitzvah lishmoa lohil v'adam gadol v'chacham b'ruhi l'nvuah u'mamidim oto al chizkato shebechach nitztavim mikro shitztavim lachtof et adin lepeid ha'mishneidim k'sherim ואף שאפשר שיהיה בשקר הם קשירים אצלם, מבנים אותה כשרותה. זאת אומרת, יציר בהם נאמר מצור שמוקר גדולים ומדינים את העולם. זה הסגר זה כוס. Here, we appear for the Rambam, that the cost is not necessary where I have this of the glue as a way of arriving at the This is the subject of a huge machlokes to the Tashbits and get the Mumtas involved. It's whether the Mishnah of the Glue, whether the Mominus, the Mishnah of the Glue suffices. But only with regard to the Seashore for other extraneous reasons. And the Rivash. So what we have here is different perceptions as to whether Umdina works altogether, if it does, how it works, and under what circumstances it works.
But in how does it work unless, I should say, it's Dinei Mamunot, which is problem, or it's a special takana?
That's what?
Masei Kihor.
Yeah, I'll get that in just a moment. You're right. Yes, just a moment. There's another question, though, with regard to the Rambam, and this is to what extent is the internal consistency? The Rambam himself, same Rambam, who tells the Pechov, the Oymid is no good only in the Nefashis. And Pechov Dal explains to you that the intuitive perception of the Dai is sufficient, you don't need Eidim. He seems to go out of his way in Hilchus Yitzchei Mamun. The contrary in that. And in Zakim Shtalmin. Vein chayvim v'kofel It said before, so I had learned that for later, that the first request Raya Bruva, Perek of Dali says, no, but a mama doesn't want Raya Bruva. ובהם קשורים להגיד שלא תאמר, הואיל ואין מצויים ברובות הסוסים ברפת הבקר ובגדרות צאן, אלא עבדים וכיוצא בהן, אם העידו שבהמה זו הזיקה את זו, שומעים להן, והעידו קטנים אנשים שדם זה חבל את זה, או העידו ראשון יזרקי סוכרית עליהן, אין הדבר כן. אין מחיימים לעולם במון על פי העדים, עד שיהיו העדים הקשרים לעיד, שער עדויות, והעידו שחיים בבית דין המזיק לשלם. סיפורי לא נדוס רמב״ם, נו, ארבע סבא סבא מסתור 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 מסתור. So this is really an alternate track without Edom. What if you go on the Edom track? If Edom, kosher Edom. So it's all she'ein mechaymin ha'olam ha'mon al pi Edom, as you can see him later. There can be a way mechaym ha'mon without Edom. That's back of Dalet. But if you go with Edom, they've got to be Shem Lai, that's all I'm worried about over here. But in the very next halacha, come to Rabach. So, Shabbat Gaber Nahar, it's a Shom with Sido. Avish is a Mnugach, it's a Muadli Gach, it's a Mnushach, it's a Muadli Shach. Eru of Yadu Ash Zene Shchov is a Nagacho. For the Gamal Chibin Agmalim, so Gamal Ubit Sido, Eru of Yadu Ash Zene Halago, עד שלו העדים קשרים. אז הוא נס לבח, הוא שם אותו בספי דין המומנס. Fred Ram thinks that there's a little bit of a bache in case that he's talking about. What is the difference? What's the Rabach's case in a case with someone, like Shiva Shetach's case, if it occurred with a guy to a woman? I think what Rabbi Levitz is as follows. The case Shiva Shetach, the person is pursuing the one show, pursuing another show, you can anticipate what's going to happen. If you then don't find a dead body, you assume the Sher escaped. If you find him dead, then you get confirmation of what you had assumed was going to occur, as if you saw it from a distance. Possibly, I'll see another information in a moment. With a periscope, you see, appearing into what's going to happen by causal sequence, there's A, it's going to lead to B. And then we see indeed the B occurred. So then we trace our awareness of that. And we saw A, we in effect saw an incipient B. That's Shimon Shetach's case. Take another case, Habakkuk's case. Shurel Nahar, Al Gaber Nahar, Seshog Betsido. No point did you see anything which would give an indication is going to be killing of one share by another share. After you find a dead share, you begin to reconstruct retroactively what happened. That, according to the Rambam, the Gemara will not work. And why? See, there are two possible reasons. One, if we view the issue as an issue of Edus, then there is this kind of preliminary Edus, you see something which you assume is going to have a certain causal sequence, then you forget the affirmation that there was. You see it as if you've seen it from the outset. That's good ages. But if you didn't see anything, no chase, no pursuit, nothing, you found the dead sheriff, we're going to try to figure out what happened. You know where he's at, now you work as a detective. Using all your skills, professional skills, determine what occurred over here. That kind of qualifies AIDS. Or, if we don't want to view this as AIDS, we don't want Umdine as AIDS, Umdine as some other kind of Bihu, then I would have to say that either at the level of that kind of Bihu, also there's this distinction to whether you see prospectively or retrospectively. I think that's where you have to qualify.
What? And then read him his hand. And then he found the other one there.
And the question should be Shiro Mori, even though Shiro Tam, but you saw that he was chasing. Normally, you go to Shiro, the Shiro, the Shiro, because Shemira is not going to go around being here for the Shvarim, so you don't see that he's actually in the process of doing it. Because he actually catches him in the act. So you don't have to regard it being habitually a basic. Yeah, so we have the Rambam here in the Skimaman, which I believe the Shemin said before. Now, Chanukah asked before a question with regard to other areas of Halacha where something the same comes up. And indeed, with regard to the use of substantial evidence, issues do come up. Even though we are so accustomed to thinking of sharing from double without the question aid, nothing moves, but in many cases, certainly things move. And there are two questions. One question is, certainly according to the Rambam, if you differentiate between Dina Momentus and Dina Fashis, where do other things stand? Kibisha Chedish, Dor Shebelba, Surim, what happens over there, what standard do you apply then? Secondly, Kotadu Shane, you don't work with Rambam, what do you work with? In the case of Kiyu, which you mentioned previously, is the Gemara Yivamis. And I'll collect some of the Sushenim, how you learn that Gemara. Remember, this is a classic case. Substantial evidence without this noose. The Tanya, who could you say, Yishech Hagel Besinar? I'm Rebbe Mechwar Adavar, he's leaving, she's getting dressed. The implication of what happens is clear. Teitzei. Hok lamala mina kila. If I spin the top part of the bed. Amar mechudal teitzei. And then I have a tabukut ala mitab reba do mechud teitzei. Now here is Amar Fabir Chais Masa Shainim. Teitzei is a shiltis and others. Teitzei from whom? to say from the Baal, what they say from the, if the Baal then divorced her and she wants to marry the Rechel, then we don't let him stay, we don't get married because of Kiyura and Bukhura. This question of the Rechel, so we don't answer. It's the Rabbanan. If whoever mistakes him in a Baal, so he did a Seder. So Rosh talks, raises this question. Rosh says that this is the equivalent to see the Arum and Arum, equivalent to they saw the Maise. But here too, coming back to what I said before about the lips of the act, or said to the act, could they infer? Maybe less albaylo, it's no shirabi, you need two edim. But the quality of the edis perhaps could be circumstantial because we need to know not about the vice, we need to know about the iso, she tells us about the sur albaylo. As we got to mama, we need to know the bottom line. The Rosh refers you to Gemara Ksubas Naftetsu, the Pesach Masuach, also can be insults the Bailo. If you find you wouldn't have Edom, which tells the Bailo, but you find by medical examination that she apparently is no longer Psula. Talks about this one says you can steal operation is not battle bay dechad of Shneidim. Can you steal? Can you steal a few bay dechanami? Or Fetch Patuach, if you find Fetch is open, Kishneidim dummy. So I said it's Kishneidim dummy. Instead of 72 of Chiyot, the inference can ask. This is the lesson you shall buy. With regard to other work to what is the key madovo? They would also suffice or not. So this is a discussion from Shubham Gutenberg. It appears in Shubis, the Kosh Shubis also in Magresh Mamunis, Shubis Mamunis, in the back of the of Nashim, Simen Gimel, not Simen Gimel, the first Shubham, sorry. There was a case of someone you heard, the Edom heard that he wanted to speak about, talks to the commissioner of his Kaddish. They don't see the message, they don't see his ring, which had been in his hand before, and that's in her hand. That's also kind of Yedir, bloody year. She wrote the 2 days with regard to this. There again, you have to assume one of two things, either to assume this kind of Yediv Leviya is a mode of Edis, or to assume that in order to be Edis, even though you're really Edis Mamish, anything which would be which convince you what occurred would suffice, even though it's not formally technically Edis, as opposed to the first one, you're Edis Mamish. I've got Yediv Leviya, so Shulchan Aruch mentioned Simon Lamed, again Simon Tzadik. And there the different days with the Gati Bleria, the Torah and Shulchan Chabot are presented. The total effect I've said is that we start with the assumption of the Teshuvah and Kudavo. By the time you're through, it's been a bit somewhat dismembered. It's finished according to Rabacher, but possibly according to Chum as well. How would that reflect upon us? So you over here, what this is to the Reiser, Tesis was the Reiser of the Edis, what happened to the first as well. According to other Rishim, it's with the Reiser, if Edis not, for a moment, yes. It could have been according to Ramah, but Ramah happens, doesn't say that. It seems to be that it's only Iknas. The view that it helps in the fashis is only called Rabachid, the Gemara Lamed Dalet, and called Chacham Nat. I said, Tetzus called Chacham also, where David got as being proper in there. When Rabachid got as proper in there, that doesn't carry away with them altogether. But the other days, so the question is not either because according to the Rambam, Nogas HaTarir, separate Issa, or because we're down the person, the Issa, the Maisa, not simply to draw the conclusions, or because in Momenus, intuition and understanding is sufficient, and in the question you need a clear knowledge of what occurred, of the Maisa itself. Then you go over the question, what about other areas? Chiyuv, Laisa Rebaila, etc. The Kima level, whether it's sufficient or not. Isurim probably would come, they're not worse than Mominus. If the Mominus are worse, the Isurim would also work. That should be, presumably be the case. Yeah. And this is all within the context of the Rambam, the Elshad and Meshkol and the Ramban. He doesn't recognize this, but the man says that if you hold against the Rabbi Paskin, then all the Rambam's talk about the Nefashah status falls off. It's not after the Nefashah, the Rambam is also passed against the Rabbi. According to the Rambam, passing against the Rabbi, that's true. Other kinds of wound in there, he thinks work with the Rabbi, that's sufficient. Now, finally, for consideration, the term umdener appears in this connection, as sugya here, in Bar 44 Medalad, over here. It appears also in different contexts, where which the Gemara doesn't bound up with this. So was a Shechiv Merah. He gives his wife a get, he gives someone a matan. When he says, Leon to Umdene, later on he recovers, the head young would recover, he would never give her a get, he won't give her a get, shouldn't fall even. Or that he wouldn't have given him a matan unless he thought that he was going to die, otherwise he would have kept him because. Or if a person, the one that's been hanging Subis, person, a Kaddish woman, gave a very substantial ksuba he wrote in, and then he dies before the Kassimet Kassimet, before the Nisuin. Does she collect only the same zoo, does she collect all ksuba? So we assume that it was the only one who gave such an amount, not for the privilege. He listed the wedding invitation, but for the marriage itself, there was someone there. Or someone who would give someone a matana, substantial matana, because he heard that his only child was killed in an automobile accident. So soon he's not childless, he gave a matana, had he known the child survived, could have given him a matana. All of these cases were within it. And the master said, my place doesn't exist within it now. Is that room going to compare with the room that we're talking about over here? In one respect, yes, in both cases, it's a question of conjecture, really certain assumption. But what's the conjecture about? Respectively, what you're saying.
What he meant.
Yeah. In our case, it's a case of Biruch, of the event of what occurred. There's a question of being Oymed, the Das, and the Leisen, trying to conjecture what is this will with Das Makna. That's something else entirely. The Ram talks about the Umdene, of The other sugi I've talked about now, Pekvavik Eschir Matane, begins Ram Omdin Data Notain. Even by the Rabbi Nitzel of Dato, Sina Pi Omed, Abshino Pirash. The Omdin is the Data Notain, not the event. That's some kind of Omdinah. Ram thinks about Tana, it works, it's not working Mecher, it's not going to Shabalev. Maybe don't they get too confused, and the Sugis, these never appear conjoined. Okay, we'll stop here. This is Sugis from Dinner. Get the Nechbo. Mission next time. That's the Wednesday after Pesach, right?
Yes.
Says Siyum Mitoich. Siyum Mitoich is the primary Siyum, but there's others as well. Do as follows. First time Gemara and Rashi. From Hishnim Keshudim. Down to the colon and the base. Then you skip over the Chesed Aleph. Middle of the Amid, the Kenneth to Mimri Fu, the man Ilema Miloiver, and down to that the colon to Avitabrazova. We have a base. There's a give up too much in the Svar Laskar Babi and Svar Mitoch. Rather, are you Paskin? That's the place which gives Mitoch if it goes out. And that's done with the Rishayim also, Alatar, and the Balmoil, the Ramban, the Leaf, and the Pesel of Base. So the Psak. Then you've heard him say the Sefer Yoshua, take a look over there. Other cases of Mitoch, which less sites are the Gemara's above, the Sias of Sanzan in the base. And Rambam, we saw other cases as well. Gimach Zvav of Levi, we got the Eidach Hashab of Eidach. To give thought to the fundamental concept of Mitoch. What is the base? Is it Sogzias HaKosu, is it a question of Svara? Does it apply equally to various Shavuos? Shavuos Rabbanon, Shavuos Raisa, Shomri, Vedekha, Vedekha, Mitzas. Part of the fine test over here. Now compare this, Ketel Shen Yochel Yishova, He said, Ritzel Yishova. We'll give our case about the Shema as such. says the Mitzvah, some Zebed Beis, Vosokinami, and the Chesed Adav Adil Tis, Bitoshi Kharev Shalit. That's one of the questions which we need to take up. We take up the Taste of Hay in Babitsia. And this is the case of Itok, the Shekinek Dish, where you have to swear, or it's collect without swearing. Was Shekinek Kramine, Babitsia Hay, but I'll put it to the bottom. It comes up in, actually this takes a long text here as well, but there it's clearly summarized. And I apologize, I forgotten to take care of it. If I left Reshwe Pina and when I got back I was flooded and just didn't finish it. I would make every effort to have it by tomorrow, at latest by Friday. Wish I could give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Friday at the latest. Okay, we should look at questions from there.
Why is it not very useful? What? Oh, because only because we pass like a lot of it? Maybe anything? Oh.
Can I ask you a question? For many years, my family has come to Israel for Sukkot, and we've always had 1.5 days, so to speak. And this is the second time we've been here for Pesach. The last time we were here for Pesach, there was a lot of confusion about what to do.